All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling a pretty fascinating topic, and it looks like you sent over some really interesting material too. So
yeah, definitely some really cutting edge stuff. It's
machine learning and financial trading. You know, it seems like it's one of those things that we always hear about, but it always seems like this kind of futuristic concept.
Yeah, always just over the horizon.
But the material you've provided really paints this picture of ML really transforming things right now, not in some distant future.
Absolutely. It's not science fiction anymore. It's really happening as we speak. Like, the sources highlight just how much ML is already fundamentally changing how decisions are made in finance. It's really impressive, the sophistication.
Yeah. And for you, our listener, we're going to do a real deep dive here to pull out the most critical insights. You know, what are those little nuggets that you need to know to really grasp this whole thing?
And yeah, we don't want to get bogged down in the weeds.
Right. Exactly. We want to understand the key shifts, the opportunities that are emerging without getting lost in the overly technical stuff, right?
That's the goal. Make it accessible.
So today, our mission's pretty clear. We're going to demystify the impact of machine learning on trading, but also, just as important, we're going to dig into the technology that makes it all happen.
The infrastructure. It's crucial.
Absolutely. All right, let's dive in. So first things first, when we talk about machine learning causing this stir in financial trading, what are we really talking about here? Like, how would you explain it?
Well, the fundamental idea here, and the sources really emphasize this, is that machine learning systems learn from data. And I mean huge amounts of data. They can recognize these complex patterns in that data, and then they use those patterns to make actual trading decisions.
That's right. No more relying solely on gut feeling.
Yeah. And the really mind-blowing part, they do all of this without needing someone to explicitly program them with step-by-step instructions for every possible scenario. You know, traditional trading strategies, those relied on really predefined rules like, if this happens, then do that. ML systems, they're different.
Right. So we're talking about a paradigm shift here. And it's not just some theoretical thing, right? The sources you provided, they really make it clear that this is happening now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you see it everywhere in finance. Institutional investors, big hedge funds, they're all adopting these ML-driven approaches.
And even, you know, we're starting to see it more with individual traders, too. Like, it's becoming more accessible in a way.
Democratization of advanced trading, you could say. But, and this is a huge but, you can't really do any of this advanced analysis without the right infrastructure in place.
Yeah, you need that foundation.
The sources are very explicit about that. You need powerful GPU-powered servers to handle all this data crunching.
And don't forget the secure environments to actually run those servers in to protect all that sensitive financial information.
Absolutely. So yeah, that infrastructure piece, it's not just a side note. It's essential. It's like the engine room that makes the whole ML revolution possible.
Okay, so we've got these ML systems. They're learning from all this data. But one of the things that really stood out to me from what you sent over was this idea of uncovering hidden patterns. What's going on there?
Imagine having this incredibly sharp detective, right? One who can sift through mountains of evidence, financial data in this case, and spot these subtle connections, things that even a seasoned human analyst might miss. That's kind of what ML is doing here.
It's going beyond the obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. And the range of data these systems can process is really impressive. Of course, you've got the usual suspects, price movements, trading volumes. But then you get into some really interesting stuff.
Things like, what were some of the examples that stuck out to you?
Oh, there were quite a few. Order book dynamics. That's one. Looking at the depth and flow of orders to get a sense of market sentiment. And sentiment itself is huge.
Right. Trying to gauge the overall mood.
Yeah. So ML systems are pulling sentiment data from all kinds of sources, like news articles, earnings reports, and even social media.
Oh, wow. Social media sentiment, too.
It's becoming a really important factor. And then on top of that, they're incorporating broader economic indicators, you know, things like interest rates, inflation data, all that.
So it's not just analyzing the markets in isolation, but actually understanding the broader economic context, too. That's fascinating.
Exactly. And the sources make a really important point here. Traditional statistical models, they often struggle to make sense of these complex nonlinear relationships between all these different data points. It's just too much, too intertwined for those older models.
Right. They weren't designed for this kind of data deluge.
Exactly. But machine learning algorithms, those are built for complexity. Like neural networks, support vector machines, ensemble models. These can ingest all of this information and actually learn from it, adapt as new data comes in.
And some of these newer techniques, like deep learning, are really pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, deep learning is a whole other level. For instance, the way it can analyze market microstructure, looking at the tiniest details of individual trades and order flows, it's mind-boggling. It can anticipate these really short-term price movements, spot opportunities that would be completely invisible to traditional methods. It's like having this microscopic view of the market.
That's incredible. And all of this leads to a really crucial question. How does all of this pattern recognition, all this data analysis, actually translate into better trading decisions?
Good question. The sources delve into this in quite a bit of detail, and it really boils down to ML's ability to enhance the precision of trading strategies. It helps make them more accurate, more refined, and able to adapt in real time.
So we're talking about a real strategic advantage here.
Exactly. And one of the key benefits, as highlighted in the material you sent, is the reduction of false positives. In trading, there's always this risk of getting caught up in signals that turn out to be meaningless.
Right, like chasing shadows.
Yeah. But ML can help cut through the noise. It can help you distinguish between a genuine opportunity and just random market fluctuations, so you're not jumping on every little blip on the radar.
That's so critical, because acting on those false signals, that can be incredibly costly, can really eat into your profits.
Absolutely. And that's where some of the more advanced techniques come into play. Probabilistic modeling, for instance.
Okay, probabilistic modeling. So that's about assessing the likelihood of different outcomes, right?
Right. And reinforcement learning, that's another powerful one. This is where the system actually learns from its past trades.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this worked, that didn't work, let's adjust accordingly. It allows a system to continuously adapt and refine its strategy over time, which is incredibly valuable in volatile markets where things can change so quickly.
Because if you're relying on some rigid, pre-programmed set of rules and the market suddenly shifts, you're going to be caught flat-footed.
Exactly. Adaptability is key.
Yeah.
And it's not just about making better trades. It's also about managing risk more effectively.
Which, in the world of trading, is arguably just as important.
Oh, absolutely. ML can give you much more accurate estimates of potential exposure. It lets you dynamically adjust your stop-loss levels based on real-time assessments of risk. You're not just using some static rule set anymore. You're reacting to how the market is actually behaving right now.
Right, because risk is constantly in flux, too.
And on top of that, you've got these portfolio optimization algorithms powered by ML. They can adapt to changing correlations between assets, changes in overall market volatility. So it's about building more resilient portfolios that can weather different storms. You're less likely to get caught off guard by some sudden shift in market sentiment.
And we all know the markets are nothing if not unpredictable.
Right. Which brings us to another key point. The financial landscape is incredibly dynamic. You've got global events, you've got regulatory changes, you've got constantly evolving technology. How does ML actually help traders navigate all of this?
Well, that's where the adaptability of these models really shines. The material you provided, it stresses this point. ML algorithms, they're built to handle this ever-changing environment. And they do it in some really interesting ways.
I'm curious about some specific examples.
Okay, so one technique that really stands out is regime detection.
Regime detection.
Yeah, it's using techniques like time series classification and clustering to figure out what kind of market we're in right now. Is it a trending market? Are we in a range-bound market? Is a breakout imminent?
Okay, so it's like identifying the underlying personality of the market at any given moment.
Exactly. And then, based on that, the trading strategy can adapt accordingly. It's like, imagine you're driving on a highway. You wouldn't drive the same way in heavy traffic as you would on an open road.
Right? That makes sense. Adjust to the conditions.
Right. And regime detection allows trading algorithms to make those kinds of adjustments. So a strategy that works great in a trending market might be terrible in a range-bound market.
Yeah, you could end up losing a lot of money that way.
Exactly. And then there's adaptive position sizing, which is another really interesting application.
Adaptive position sizing.
Yeah, this is where the ML algorithms actually adjust the size of your trades based on real-time assessments of volatility and risk. So if things are getting really volatile, it might dial back your position size to protect you. And if things are calmer, it might increase your position size to take advantage of that.
It's like a dynamic risk management system built into the algorithm itself.
Right. And then there's this concept of feature engineering, which in the context of ML and markets, it's basically about identifying the most predictive indicators as conditions change.
So the system is constantly figuring out which signals are most important right now.
Exactly. So if certain traditional indicators become less relevant, the ML model can shift its focus, prioritize the signals that are actually working in this new environment. It's all about staying ahead of the curve, maintaining that edge in a constantly changing market.
Now, we've talked a lot about the capabilities of these systems, the sophisticated strategies, but the sources you sent, they really hammered home this point about infrastructure, specifically the need for powerful GPUs. Why are GPUs so essential for this kind of work?
Well, it really comes down to the sheer volume of data and the complexity of these ML models. Traditional CPU-based systems, they just often can't keep up. Think about the amount of data being generated in financial markets. It's overwhelming.
Like a fire hose of information, right?
Exactly. And GPUs, with their parallel processing architecture, they can handle this much better. They can perform these massive computations so much faster, both for training these complex models and then actually using them to make real-time trading decisions.
Yeah, and the sources provide some really compelling numbers to illustrate that.
Yeah, like training a deep neural network on a traditional CPU. That could take days or even weeks. But on a powerful GPU, it could be done in hours, maybe even minutes.
That speed difference is incredible. And it's not just about training, right? It's also about what they call inference. That's the ability of a trained model to actually make a quick prediction when you feed it new data. And in high-frequency trading, where every millisecond counts, that speed is everything.
Absolutely. Latency, that delay between data being generated and a decision being made, it can make or break a trade. And GPUs, they significantly reduce that latency, which is why they're so vital for this kind of work.
It's like having the fastest car on the racetrack.
Exactly. And the sources, they're pretty clear. If you're serious about ML-driven trading, GPUs aren't just a nice to have, they're a must have.
And it seems like a lot of financial firms are taking that to heart.
Oh yeah, they're investing heavily in private high-performance infrastructure.
Which is interesting. Because you might think they'd just rely on the public cloud, but that's often not the case.
Right. And the reasons for that, they're pretty clear in the material you provided. It comes down to things like data sovereignty and security. Financial firms, they handle incredibly sensitive information, and they often want the control that comes with private infrastructure. They want to know exactly where their data is, who has access to it, and what security measures are in place.
That's understandable. You don't want to be at the mercy of some third-party provider when it comes to something as critical as your data.
Right. And then there's dedicated performance. In a shared public cloud environment, you might be sharing resources with who knows who else.
Yeah, you could get slowed down by some other company's massive data processing task.
Exactly. But with private servers, you have that guaranteed performance, which is crucial for trading. You need those algorithms running smoothly, consistently, without any hiccups.
And then, of course, there's the issue of latency, which we talked about earlier.
Absolutely. In trading, every millisecond matters. And the sources emphasize that by hosting their systems close to exchange servers, often in these specialized private data centers, firms can minimize that latency. It's all about getting that edge, executing those trades as quickly as possible. So yeah, the combination of low latency, high availability, and enhanced security makes private infrastructure a really compelling choice for many firms.
So it's about having that control, that speed, and that peace of mind that comes with knowing your data is secure.
Exactly. Now, to really bring this all together, the sources also delve into some real-world examples of how ML is being applied in high-frequency trading.
That's what I'm really curious about. Like, how does this actually play out in practice?
Well, one area that really stood out is predictive order book modeling. This is where these really sophisticated algorithms are analyzing the order book, you know, the depth of bids and offers at different price levels to try and predict these tiny short-term price movements.
So they're looking for those fleeting opportunities that might only exist for a fraction of a second.
Exactly. And they're also trying to identify hidden liquidity.
Hidden liquidity.
Yeah. So that's basically large buy-or-sell orders that aren't immediately visible to the whole market. Like, imagine someone wants to buy 1 million shares of a stock, but they don't want to move the price by placing that order all at once.
Right. So they kind of break it up into smaller orders.
Exactly. And these ML models, they can try to detect those hidden orders, which can be a really valuable edge.
I can imagine. So what are some other examples?
Well, there's automated market making, where AI systems are continuously adjusting the bid and ask prices they're quoting based on these really short-term changes in volatility and liquidity. It's basically about optimizing profitability by capturing that spread between the bid and the ask, but also managing the risk that comes with holding inventory.
So it's like this incredibly dynamic balancing act.
Yeah. And then There's sentiment-driven trading, which we touched on earlier. This is where NLP models are analyzing tons of textual data, news, reports, even social media, to try and gauge the overall sentiment and make trading decisions based on that.
So, like, if the overall mood suddenly shifts from bullish to bearish, the system can react accordingly.
Right. And all of these examples, they highlight just how complex and demanding this kind of trading is. It's really operating at the cutting edge of both ML and infrastructure.
It's like Formula One racing. You need the best driver and the best car to win.
Exactly. And the sources, they drive home this point. These kinds of strategies, they just wouldn't be possible without these sophisticated algorithms running on these incredibly powerful, low-latency systems. It's a true symbiosis between the software and the hardware.
And for you, our listener, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here. But think about the implications of this. These systems, they can adapt, they can uncover hidden patterns, they can operate at speeds that were unimaginable just a few years ago. Can you see how crucial this is becoming in today's markets? How many potential opportunities might have been missed by relying solely on traditional methods? Understanding this evolution, it really gives you this new lens through which to view the financial world. It's not just about numbers anymore, it's about information, speed, and adaptability.
Absolutely, and I think that's a perfect point to wrap things up on. It's clear that machine learning is having this profound impact on financial trading. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the possibilities it unlocks, the new ways of thinking about markets and strategies.
Yeah, and for me, what really stood out is the incredible pace of innovation. Like, this field is moving so fast, and it's really fascinating to see how the advancements in algorithms are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in terms of infrastructure and vice versa. It's this constant feedback loop.
That's a great takeaway. So, to recap, machine learning is fundamentally changing financial trading. It's helping us identify complex patterns. It's allowing us to create more precise and adaptable trading strategies. And it's allowing us to react dynamically to these ever-changing market conditions. But, and this is a key point, none of this would be possible without the robust, often privately managed GPU-accelerated infrastructure that underpins it all. It's a true partnership between the intelligence of the algorithms and the power of the technology.
And as we wrap up, I'd like to leave you, our listener, with one final thought. We've been talking a lot about big institutions, hedge funds, but think about this. What are the broader implications of this technology for the future of finance? How might ML change the way we all interact with financial markets? Will it create new opportunities? Will it present new challenges? These are big questions, and we encourage you to keep exploring them, to keep digging deeper into this fascinating and rapidly evolving world. Because one thing is for sure, the integration of machine learning into finance, it's not slowing down, and it's only going to get more interesting from here.
Absolutely. And on that note, thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.